Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 11 years. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and every month he polls hundreds of partners that work with him from around the world, around the country, who are managing businesses very much like yours and mine, and they give him back their thoughts on how the economy is going as they see it through the prism of their business. Sales, capital expenditures, credit, employment, et cetera, et cetera. He puts that into a great report, that feedback, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month. Sam Norwood, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to visit with you and be able to share what we have learned from our many partners around the nation and in virtually every business segment and region. So, we think that in summary, things were pretty kind of sad. Is what we're experiencing is a steady but extraordinarily slow improvement. Only ever so slightly improvement, effectively flat for the past 30 days.
I don't see any green arrows that amount to anything on your report here, Sam.
There is one.
I know, but that's almost history. So
yeah.
No, everything else is. I mean, I don't. I think you're trying to put a little silk on this sow's ear here, Sam. with your comment,
it's frustratingly slow, and I just I'm looking for a day when things will be better, but it's so slow, it's frustrating.
When I look at your report, especially from the in terms of business conditions, general business conditions, yeah, it makes me think of a command that we learned in the Army from the field 22-5 field manual on drill and ceremonies, and the command is mark time.
Mark time, exactly.
And standing in one place is like, yep, Alice. You know, you're running as hard as you can, but you're not making any progress.
No.
When you mark time, you're still walking. You're just not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And that's the way I see this economy right now. What do you think?
If you're not going anywhere, you're going backwards.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And I wish for everybody that things would be getting better faster, but it's just here's an interesting thing, Jim. In the past 3 years, we have had a mid-year slump unlike anything we've ever had before. Things head down sometime in the spring and seem to rise a little bit in the fall. And so what we are experiencing right now in the little smidge of a slight increase is what is similar to what we have seen in recent years, only we're not as robust as we were a year ago, and not as robust then as we were 2 years ago.
How much do you think this is attributed to businesses just refusing to do anything until the election's over?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Sure, there are uncertainties. There are always uncertainties, and we don't know what's going to happen not only with the election, but what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff. Those are two great uncertainties that face, and so people are playing it very close to the vest, very uninterested in making big investments, particularly in employment, but also in other long-term plans,
right.
Other than some capital expenditures, which are driven by tax considerations.
Sam, we got an election. People don't know which way that's going.
Yep.
Small business owners don't know if they're going to have four more years of uncertainty. Plus, on top of that concern about uncertainty, this this fiscal cliff that's just literally looming in our horizon and coming up like a big a big anvil that's going to drop on us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I wonder if the average person, not business people, but the average consumer out there, realizes what a mess we're about to walk into January 1.
Well, we could, but we just don't know. It could be huge, but you know, my two biggest fears are being eaten alive by red ants and not being able to explain the fiscal cliff.
Hey, Sam, give us the website, please.
All right, www.tatumllc.com.
My biggest fear is dead air on the radio. I can't stand it. Hold on to that thought, Sam. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.